Whoa, light just happened. I'm very afraid of my computer now. I'm very excited to eat my fingernails. How is everybody feeling? It's like, I never, like, when I usually, like, when I'm, if I host a reading and, like, I'm standing up and I, like, go up there and I have this moment, right, where I ask, you know, people are stretching, but I secretly just feel very judgmental of everyone, like, because why do you need to stretch? But now sitting here for a while, I realize that it is really hard. It's really hard to sit for a while. You know, you makes it sound like I've never sat before. People feeling good? Feel good? Cool. I'm very excited to introduce our final reader of the evening. On her trip, coming here, joining us, sitting in the circle. It was her idea to put this circle together. So that's cool. Scheherazade Sohoban is a Jungian scarab disguised as an Indo-Roma writer slash psychologist slash performer. She is the editor of Cyberhex Press and the author of Father slash Husband and Bone Tongue. No slashes, just Bone Tongue. I'm very excited to see her read, see her perform. Everyone, Scheherazade.
I think just stand because I've been
Whoa.
sitting for so long. I'll just move around a little bit.
I'll actually step out of the circle and read. Yeah?
Whoa.
Yeah?
Cool.
Very cool. So maybe it's the circle because I'm a psychologist, I don't know. My poems, like I mentioned, because I'm part Indian, it's a lot of my stuff right now, it's focused on the struggle of women of color in Asia, or particularly in Southeast Asia, to just be recognized as people at this point in time, which is very, very hard. So the context for this is my mother is a psychologist as well. And every morning, my mother is obsessed with the newspaper and psychoanalyzing. She's a psychoanalyst, I'm not. And so she's obsessed with analyzing the news, and it's always disastrous in the morning, but she will read it and then she will. That's the game, like, what's the worst thing? So that comes from my mother. She will read the newspaper and then she will insist on discussing all the horrible stuff. So this is what it is, untitled. It's about all the deaths we read about of all the girls who die. And I started this thing on Tumblr called hashtag brown girls missing and all the reasons that you get for brown girls missing, including invisible. Just that brown girls are invisible. So my mother hassles the newspaper out from the postal slot, eyes narrowed into the glasses. Some more people died somewhere. From the window, the coast is plumed in an aurora of fishing nets, the horizon stretching its deep cut through the water. A vein unsutured, versed carmine, a single lyric in Arabic, a page folding into its own ebb. At the threshold of a failure, where a word becomes a war. Cells shivering shrapnel, a leg turning into axe handle, a mouth more wired than a suicide bomber. This here is where a body becomes a theorem for aftershocks. This heat is genealogical, this house reincarnated into a praying mantis, its windows fall off as wings from lightning bugs. Its skin of clay and tin, its muscle of hustled slate, its dream no longer typed with an epistolary sang-froid. No longer the dusk with its vulpine rudiment, no longer the somnolence of sense. The girl is gutted behind a bus stop, between her thighs, moss and blood. Between her thighs, so many worlds profaned into a headless howl. My name is not red, but my tongue is weaponized iron. If the girl was hexed back into breath, she'd alliterate. Bullets, breasts, borderlands. She would tell you about women whose Christ-kissed skulls are buried in memory's quicksand. Her earth hands will not feeble themselves into lavender stems. She will not wash the soot from her feet, or your white marble temples. She will dance with her dirty feet, with the dust wind percussing in Shiva's drum beat. Who said naked was analogous to embarrassment? Who said what was once left was always unwanted? She will sit inside a snake pit. She will learn when to shelter, how to shed. They will spot her on some night, black opal glistening in the milkweed, the sea coming back to claim every animal we should have left unnamed. That was the first one. The second one was for Greg, because we have 8,000 miles in between us, and then we have to somehow make it work. So this is Archives of a Future. If love as a body peeling its rind of bandages, then us browsing digital boutiques for fuchsia bondage ropes the color of coral vipers. If the slow pupil of your camera is our handsome voyeur, then your hand on my neck, my leg on your shoulder, each act as an acrobat for the trapezes of a less than domestic desire. We follow the bridge of breadcrumbs, whole wheat for Hansel and Gretel. We curl like circus animals, our tails slimly licking the golden hoops of a deep-throated fire. You, flaneur, I, machinist. Together, the metallic linger of mornings cusped on deboning knives, an odor of gasoline rising from the floorboards. You are practiced in prying me to an again unfathomed trench as if drilling for oil wells in the heart of the Atlantic. We have diagrammed the debauchery. We have discussed the osmosis. I have shown you its wear and water. Your hands reaching into my chest are twin snow leopards cleaning their teeth on deer marrow, or the ivy trellis of a church terrace, or the gutter opium basement of a sweatshop. The borderland between perdition and the pleasure seeker. If love, then nudge, merciless, mercenary, pointing the riot to his bayonet's tip. If love, then your card game tucked in my garter, the electronic kismet of hold the moan. It's a sexual game. Hold in halls the hull of humpbacked whales, claws praised into a cocked gun, kefir the color of cum, splatter growing in flesh satchels of Russian aristocracy. Rhyme and orifice, a string of pearls, amber liquor, and the dust of angels coating the argot. You are drowsy, I am drowning. He hates Italy. You hate Tuscany. You think it resembles the frozen blood of an open wound left to mourn in snow. Even though it is your yellow blaze, your sunflowered earlobe, your egg yolk canvas of Van Gogh. The table fan is stammering a feverish dialect across all its three tongues. Your body is a lyric for the loss we won't ever name. This here is the rented kitchen's granite, riddled in zucchini skin, mimicking the imprint of water snakes. A slab speckled in fish scales, unwrapped Hershey's kisses the same size as my nipples. This is your hand melting its raw butter between my breasts. This is between gutted and gluttony. A dinner menu and DMT. A freshly minted pornographer of kaleidoscopic sleep. We become what we borrow. A cat named Figaro pawing Indian gooseberry on the tin roof. My delta of Venus, your Bracken equator. An astronomy of birthmarks and battle scars. A god who drinks from the clay bowls of his concubine's terracotta breasts. Altars of Thuya, puppet bones in mossy wells. Headless dolls buried under park benches, the faint teardrop of blood blotted on the bulge in your corduroy. I want an exhibition of dirty verbs, a Lacanian parenthesis, a sleazy psychoanalysis of glow-in-the-dark handcuffs, bathroom stalls, and broken stairwells. A thumbed Polaroid of your need to feed me smoked meat, our impulse dropping acid to ayahuasca. dropping, dripping, drooping. If love, then having a body means that nothing is ever going to be safe. Praise for our bladed boundaries. Praise for our blurred bodies. I'm waiting for your comments.
What?
I'm waiting to hear what you have to say.
I really love the X back into breath line.
Okay.
That was a great line, right?
Okay.
Thank you so much for reading, Shirza.
Thanks for hosting.
Yeah,
thanks for hosting.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks to, in other words, for hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for staying all
yeah,
this time.
I'm going to die again.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Let's see. Thanks, Misha.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel. Lucille. And Jill in absentia. Not here anymore. Yeah, she had to catch the bus. Kate. Jeff. Sarah. David. Greg. Shirzad.
And Mike.
I like the idea that during that, like, if you hated someone, you could just stop. Yeah, and I'm glad everybody got a chance to say things right at the beginning as we were going around. That was really nice. Doesn't happen all the time. Smoke songs. Stay, hang out for a second, talk to people. Definitely, you know, I think everybody here is probably pretty familiar with this place, but this place is great, so, you know, walk around if you're not. There's a plan afoot to go to Red Fox later in just a casual way, if you want to know about that, if you're into that kind of thing. And otherwise, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you.